Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestoParrots.com Anime Club. Today we're going to be watching episodes 9 and 10 of Samurai Champloo. As always, I'm your host, The Dead Man. So today we have Bovion.
Howdy.
And Punchatron.
Yoi.
So once again, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We have the episode paused. Right now we have episode 9 up. We have it paused at a minute 31 right after the theme song. You should see a book. And that's it. Just a book. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Ah, my old porn. Yamada the Ogre. You know, just one of those really affectionate workplace nicknames. The Ogre. Exposition.
I guess he's earned his name.
Yeah. I expect to be doing this for at least 50. Well, actually, it was when I ripped the pages out because I'm a crotchety little fucker. I figured thieves would be covered under criminals. Ah, someone fix the projector. I don't really travel, I just kind of show up places.
He just appears because he is needed.
Yeah. Yeah! Wait, so the punishment for, you know, just not having a travel permit and trying to go through is you get dead?
If you try to force your way through, yes.
I also got Rolex watches and hella drugs. They got ripped the fuck off.
Yeah, you should never believe someone who just says, I'm just selling travel permits.
Especially with a voice like this. So many sticks! Yes.
Bitch, we don't know what real permits look like.
I don't even know what a permit is. Excuse me. And he wanted to fuck me. Fuck no. You gotta get shame fuck too. Don't make Granny Kappa, bitch.
You don't want the other option.
You figure the old lady would be trying to get them naked. Two of his teeth are also fused together. It's really weird.
You weren't gonna do that anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Wow, they... How long do you think all the guys have been there?
Crucifixion. Interesting choice.
Yeah, but... What? Just keep rubbing that head. All the bullshit. Just a bit. But seriously, just accidentally using fake passports gets you resulted in death. That seems like a really poor wrapping job on that head.
Yes, I understand what sunset means.
Yeah. That's when the big ball in the sky goes over the hill, right? What's up with this guy's eyes? They just keep opening wider and wider. Just keep widening and short, slitting out. It's really weird. He wants to kill me himself. For a second there, I thought he was skating. Are frames being dropped or what? Oh, video just fucked up. Break his kneecaps. No, it's a jogger.
Jogging for his health.
I am on so much heroin right now. I don't even give a fuck. Ah! Oh, that was all officials did. Where did he cut those from? And where'd the others go?
They're vanishing fruit.
The perspective on that was really weird. Whoa. Well, that's new. What? Are we seeing inside Mugen's head?
No, I think he's actually being chased by Masked Ninja.
Those aren't Tengu. Tengu are giant birds. Have you ever seen Power Rangers? Apparently they're really shit ninjas. Bear. Yeah. They expected to have his arms out in front of him.
I got away, but the fuck did I go?
Yeah. Oh. Are there any white women around here? Oh my god, it's weed! Yay! I'm gonna get so high! Did you not notice the cliff? Oh no, just a hole. That he somehow fell down in a perfect asterisk. But not anymore. What?
Yeah.
Ugh. That is not a very flattering picture of you, Mugen. So did I miss the Tengu being introduced? Or did it just kind of happen?
They were kind of mentioned as people who generally abduct people.
Oh.
And or murder them.
Ah, what the hell? Oh, they're getting high. Okay. Okay, I thought he was actually talking about this. What about dogs here? You know, just dogs. What about yo dogs? I don't know which one of those is better. They both sound kind of like shit.
I don't know what that answer was. You just sort of yelled.
I'm going to assume it's the right one. Oh. They're really whiny fuckers. Fuck the government, man! Legalize it! That's all this is, just a giant legalize it rally.
Pretty much. It's the first 420 march.
Yeah. And now you know. The legalize movement started with the Tengu. So potheads hate the Power Rangers. When's Mugen gonna show
that
up?
Is a face.
Yes, it is. But oh, hey, look, it's Mugen. Everyone's going to die. Don't taunt him. Neither did I. What's up with all the dog metaphors? What the
I don't fuck? Know.
Did you see his face?
Man, everyone wants to fucking execute Mugen. This seems to be a theme.
Yeah, well, honestly. If we didn't know him the way we know him in this show, wouldn't you want to kill him?
Probably. I wouldn't try, because...
Yeah, you'd be dead.
I would assume I'm going to get my ass kicked. Know him or not.
You would have, like... What the hell? Did he... Just... Ew. Okay, what's up with all the dog metaphors? And where's the beatboxing? Are you psychic, Boo?
That's basically... So yeah, basically, Fu is predicting the predicting what's going on right now, and Jin's just like, that's probably the case.
Yeah. Well, he didn't escape, so job well done. just like me. Oh my god, I have so much in common with these guys. Why does he...
Dislocating his shoulders.
Okay. It sounded a lot worse.
Oh.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you started a fire. Did you not notice that he doesn't have feet? Even in the hands,
guy's actually pretty boss.
Yeah, even in the hands of an amateur, Mugen's shoes are deadly.
And you can take two guesses what's burning.
All my weed, no.
It's okay, wanted my sword back anyways.
Yeah. Ninjas!
I think Mugen just out ninja'd them all.
It's like Whack-a-Mugen. Whoa!
They are getting high.
Yeah. He's taking that shit like a bitch. Jesus Christ! I can see the universe! I can taste the air!
Did he just, like, fart propel himself?
Falcon punch. Yeah. The sun hasn't set yet. It's still setting. He's still high as balls. How did you know?
Because she's psychic, remember?
Hi, guy. She's gonna activate her demon powers. Do you not notice the weed? What, is it laughing gas? What? Why is that guy? Why is that one guy getting
They're
naked?
They're fucking high.
Gay. And everyone got so fucking baked. There were frogs everywhere, man. It was awesome. I woke up three days later in some old lady's backyard covered in dog shit and semen. It was amazing. Yep, old lady's backyard.
He's high as fuck.
Ha ha ha! But there were a few more couples around the barracks afterwards. Wait, so that entire thing was a Jimi Hendrix reference?
Well, it was a purple haze.
Summer of Love. Okay, so that was episode 9, Beatbox Bandits. It's a disappointing lack of beatboxes, but it was really good. So, we'll give you guys a second to load the next episode, and we will see you guys again in episode 10. Hey folks, we're back at episode 10. So once again, we have paused at minute 31. You should see something looks like an egg yolk with some chopsticks in a bowl. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Wow, this guy's evil. And dead.
Yeah, he's quite likely dead.
Japan. That sword keeps changing its proportions. I just cut you so hard I didn't even give a fuck. Wow, whoa, Christ! Five-point palm of death. Stop bitching. Thank you.
I got the munchies like a bitch.
Yeah. We need some polar bitches for scientific research. For science. It's not really for free. It's for labor. Just cut everything. You can't clean it if it doesn't exist anymore.
Good work on the whole mending the doors thing.
Yep. What do you expect? Everybody's safe. Oh, God damn it. Tenryo, that doesn't sound like a lot.
Of course, Mugen doesn't care about the bounty.
I'm gonna go kill someone. No way, stop, come back. But I'm not skilled at anything. Why would he kill me? Yeah, you told him that. he just die?
Probably.
Yeah, who's the best swordsman? Oh, God, it's too much for my heart. The human dynamo? Did I say I was a street killer?
No, I was saying the street killer is going to show up.
Why does he have two hilts but only one scabbard? Is one just really short?
Yeah, the samurai always carry two blades. Or almost always.
Okay.
They have their katana and then there's the shorter blade.
Yeah.
Sort of a sidearm of the period.
With a sword.
Yes.
Notice this, like... Oh, come on. Don't mess with this guy. Look at that facial hair. He is evil.
And Chinese by his clothing.
Look at that fucking hair! I think I'm baller, okay? You're already dead.
Well, sickness. Looks like that's who I'm fighting.
Awesome! Yo, bro, what up? I want to kick you in the face! Yay, food!
I like its spirit, so I'm going to set it on fire.
Yes. The heart of the cards. Oh, thanks, ominously deep-voiced, weird-looking guy. It's probably poisoned. Mugen doesn't give
judging
a fuck.
Judging by the pot, that's hot sake as well.
Mugen knows. It is a story of how kicking in the face. Well, that escalated quickly.
I know it's you, dude.
Yeah. How could I not? Like, honestly. I had luck as the sword from Avatar.
Funny Whoa. You made an Avatar joke.
Yeah. Quick, stop that red shirt guy who was attacking. Christ. I need to practice breakdancing if I want to beat him.
Why are you watching him in the bath?
Occupied. Occupied!
Are you making sure you don't accidentally make priest stew? Seems like you got that fire kind of high.
A little bit!
Of course, if I was wrong, I would have just killed you there, but we'll let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, plus if you're drunk, just take your food. It's almost like some kind of airbender. He's part of the air nomads. Yes, if you can believe it, I was once young. Oh, the horror? Oh. Isn't these guys made fun of him for only having three dots on his forehead?
I don't know, but this seems to be the same clan that Krillin's in.
Yeah. Use a technique called the Kamehameha. Okay, how do you go from normal hairstyle to insanely evil hairstyle? Yeah, just look at his fucking hair! Great, so you showed up to your master's place to say, hey, guess what? All your methods suck. Many hours. You know, not days. Not months. No, hours.
Yeah, it seems to me like that would take years.
Yeah, not, you know, I learned it in like a day. Like 7 hours. Don't punch him in the dick, man. Low blow. An evil man.
But the people who trained you to do that shit didn't kill you.
Nope. They just cut your hands up. What did you think was going to happen?
kick his ass. Why didn't you prove him right or wrong by, you know, just killing him or something? And grainy black and white. I recommended changing his hairstyle, but he just wouldn't have it. Like, honestly, would anyone hire him? Look at that fucker. Mugen looks oddly happy. Okay, then. That explains it.
He is happy.
No matter what, Mugen wants to fight people who are strong. Yeah. Even if they can airbend and shit.
Yeah. I think he fair against Goku. Training, bitch. This is actually part of his training measurement. He just does it to be awesome. That's training, just hanging upside down. Yep, there's training for you. Well, shirtless Mugen is shirtless. Right?
I think the priest is saying it is very unlikely that you can dodge. That means you're not allowed to die. The plot demands it.
Yes. I'm also contractually obligated to bring that up every other episode.
I like when he says nothing to Fu and then accuses Jin of being his wife.
Ditto, bro. His arm is really skinny. Look at that.
So, basically, all those people in China learned, don't train those Japanese guys, they be crazy.
Yeah. Yes, you can hold a sword.
Probably the fact that he's not dead yet.
Yet being the key word.
And anymore? I don't think he gave a damn about the bounty from the start.
Yeah.
But
just fuck you. I decided I could do it, so I did it.
Yeah.
Mugen has a Sharingan, I guess. And apparently he is so connected to the universe that he is able to destroy beads from miles away. He is just that amazing. This is the power of Mugen.
Owned.
Yep. I send your anal beads together to a better place. I know they're prayer beads, but shut up.
Anal prayer beads.
Yes. So yeah. That was episodes 9 and 10 of Samurai Champloo. I really liked them.
Yep. And if you didn't figure it out already, the episode 9 was the weed episode I kept on referencing earlier.
Okay. Yeah, so these two, they're probably the better episodes I've seen recently. Like, of the show so far.
Yeah, I must say, without talking too much about what comes later, Lethal Lunacy is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, so let's start with episode 9, Beatbox Bandits. That one was just straight up comedy. It felt like, you know, filler-ish, but the really good kind of filler.
Yeah, and despite it being kind of filler-ish and very comedy-based, it still manages to have some good sword fighting in there. Not so much sword fighting as, you know, Mugen just killing people indiscriminately, but...
Yeah. It's...
Unlike some other episodes, it doesn't severely lack in the actual, you know, sword combat.
Yeah, and once again, like episode 9, it looked very different from the previous ones, just in terms of like when Mugen was like stretching out going for the run, he is like the art style, it changes just a bit so that, you know, it's not as high detailed, but it's a bit more high fidelity, I guess. Like it was able to move a lot.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, it was able to move a lot smoother, but, you know, didn't exactly have the detail, and the characters, they were really only recognizable by their clothes. Like, if they were in different clothes, I would have had a hard time recognizing them, because they did look very different.
Yeah, and I think you can mostly get away with that for shots from that distance. The only time the animation really looked bad was when Mugen was high as fuck, but that was on purpose.
Yeah, that was on purpose. Like, he's high as fuck, you know. People who are high, they don't look very good.
And they melt and explode out their own mouths.
Yeah, like that bit was probably my favorite bit for the entire series so far. Just Mugen on drugs. Just seeing the entirety of the universe inside his own fucking star eyes before eating his own face and then barfing it up or something. then he Rainbow Falcon punches a guy. Because that's what weed does to you, kids.
You will fart a rainbow and falcon punch someone in the face.
Yes. And then your own face will, like, crimple in half, and then you'll look like Jabba the Hutt for a second. And then it'll be amazing at sword fighting. Remember, kids, do drugs, get swords.
But don't do drugs around other guys, because, according to this episode, it will make you very open to doing things.
You will be really gay. Yeah, episode 9, it was the best kind of filler. It was like didn't exactly contribute to the overall plot, but it managed to deliver a really interesting it managed to have some really awesome visuals, some really good animation, and just really hilarious. Yeah, Pudge, what do you think of episode 9? You've been pretty quiet.
When am I ever not quiet?
Not true.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the more entertaining episodes. especially of the ones we watched recently.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Again, I haven't... This is sort of effectively a first watching of it, because I remember little vague tidbits, but I don't remember whole things, so...
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy that. I enjoyed that episode. I enjoyed the... I suppose we... Not to move on to episode 10 right away, but I also really enjoyed episode 10, so...
Yeah, okay, episode 10 then. Yeah, episode 10, it was a different feel from episode 9. It kind of went back to, you know, like episode 1 type stuff, where it was more heavily, where it was more focused on the sword fighting stuff.
Yeah.
Like there was still some, like, comedy stuff happening in it, which is, you know, why the art style, like, still carried on a bit for episode 9, but it did have a bit more of a focus on, you know, the sword fighting and Mugen breakdancing everywhere.
Yeah, now, one thing that I find interesting with this episode is that it sort of does an introduction of the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
but where it's still, like, really abnormal to everybody.
Yeah, it's ancient Chinese mysticism.
And I kind of like the idea that Mugen just sort of learns the airbending off-screen. You don't know he's going to use it. It kind of comes as a bit of a surprise unless you've watched the episode 100 times before because you absolutely love it.
Yeah. Exactly. But it is really cool just introducing, you know, that episode. That, and I'm like, so far in terms of, like, the martial arts stuff, we've only had, you know, the basis of it, you know, like the actual physical, like, real stuff. But now with this, it introduces, you know, the more mysticism side of it, and, you know, like, oh, using your internal energy to, you know, like, break boards with your pinky finger or something.
And we also don't get a lot of training montages because these characters were already introduced to us at the beginning of the series as so skilled, they don't need to train, they just need to keep fighting, and that both confirms their existence and continues increasing their skill, but they don't really need to train. There's not many obstacles that it's very hard for them to overcome. This is probably the first time that, like, one of them has been given an obstacle that is a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge that could end up killing him, but he's still fucking loving it, and it's one of the things that, like, really sells the character of Mugen as he is just sword fighting and awesomeness. Which is really great. I really like the character bit that we had with Mugen in this one, just of seeing him, you know, training and just seeing, we'll see how his training schedule is barely a real training schedule. Like most people, they have, you know, we'll do like this for a little bit, then we'll do this, then we'll, like, do sword fighting stuff. And he just, like, and he is just, you know, I'll do this, and then I'll go for a walk and take a nap.
I'll just do shit until I fall over, sleep it off, and then do shit some more.
And then I will be able to airbend. Because that's how I am. I do shit until I can do other shit. Which would actually be a really cool training regimen. Just, he just does anything he wants to, and then is able to do the thing that he wanted to do in the first place. Which, knowing Mugen, he probably does.
I like how, too, he actually refuses what is supposed to be a large part of the training, which is meditating under the waterfall. It's like,
oh yeah, fuck that.
Fuck it, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that barely seems like, that really seems like a workout. You know what, I'm going to run away from that dog some more. See ya. It actually does, you know, help build the idea that, you know, these guys are just that awesome. You know, they are, like, from a bygone age to a bygone age that was fucking amazing. In terms of, you know, fighting prowess and power and shit. Because he was just able to figure that out through, like, sheer force of will. Like, that guy, it took 10 years, give or take, in order to fully master that. And Mugen learned it in, like, a day.
Well, it was a while, because the moon...
The montage was a while, but how he actually learned it. Like he just... Like, I'm pretty sure he just copied that guy.
It's like, okay, he's doing this, 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 so I'm gonna do that thing, and I'm gonna, like... stand like this, and then fuck it. Gah! Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it works. Amazing. I am badass.
I'm guessing he might have been training with that, you know, off-screen-ish.
Yeah, like in the bits in between the, you know, joke training that we see, he actually is, you know, seriously training. Now, maybe he actually learned it when he just hit that rock. You know, we didn't
see
that
rock. He hit the
rock
and
rock,
it imparted him with ancient knowledge.
Yeah, like what we didn't see was as he was, you know, freaking out like over his hand, the rock all of a sudden exploded.
Yeah, as a note, you mentioned that because they're from a bygone era, they have all these awesome skills and they're amazing. Mugen, you know, there's obviously been some foreshadowing that it's not just him being from a bygone era, but also where he's from. If you remember episode one, they, I forget what the islands are called, like the Ryugu Islands or something like that. Mm. It's just like, I'm from here, and the guy's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and they've been making a lot of jokes, I think, at his expense of like how he actually got into Edo. Because of where he's from, I guess.
Yeah, and he's very culturally ignorant.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much of that is, you know, purposefully ignorant, how much of that is I haven't been here long ignorant, and how much of that is just I'm kind of dumb.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when we get to actually a character episode for Mugen. Well, like an actual, you know, like backstory one, because like because with Jin, we had his, you know, backstory episode, which was idiotic. And then I'm hoping soon it'll actually come up to like a Mugen backstory episode where we learn some more about him, you know, on the islands, how he came up with, you know, his fighting style and everything. And just, I would like to see that. And just hope it isn't in some bullshit filler episode where the main thing focuses on some jackass with a giant sword who can't fight for shit.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice to both see some more serious episodes about Jin's backstory and definitely some for Mugen, because he's definitely the more mysterious of the two.
Yeah.
Despite the fact he's less the quiet, mysterious type.
Yeah, that's kind of the weird thing. Like with Jin, we kind of already know his backstory, but he's like the really quiet, like serious one. But then Mugen is, you know, just a bombastic, throwing everything the fuck out there. We know nothing about him, basically.
We know a place where he's from with absolutely no context of what that means.
Yeah. Ooh.
And a lot of the first time I watched this, I don't remember noting it, but in that last scene there where he kills the guy, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the episode for some reason.
We just watched it.
There's no spoiler alerts for this.
Listen to this to listen to our voices or something. I don't know.
Yeah, people just listen to these things. Like they don't even like jump ahead before we actually start talking about the episode. It's just they just listen to the entire thing with no video whatsoever.
Yeah, they just do it to hear us talk.
They want to hear you breathe.
But yeah, and there was the tiny bit of. Sort of, I interpret it as symbolism anyway. The blade he pulls out from the bottom of his scabbard of his sword actually is sort of like, what?
Yeah, I was wondering where that came from.
Comes right out of nowhere, and it just, to me, that kind of shows that Mugen has a hell of a lot more to offer. There's a lot more stuff that he has than you might interpret even after 9 episodes at this point, because I don't think there's any indication that he has another blade in the bottom of his.
No, there's never been any.
This is where I'm going to cut you off. Actually, if you watch episode 9, you can see the line there is animated. There's a couple more times there where the animation does show a line in the sword, like at that part of the scabbard where it separates the handle from the scabbard. I only know that because I looked for it. So for most people, that would go completely unnoticed and come completely out of left field.
Yeah, and it's just a nice little touch that I'm like, even after such a quote-unquote long time, I guess, that you've been with this group, all the characters have a lot of unprobed depths that can still be explored.
Yeah, and plus it also goes like a bit to actually sell like the total
badassness of the villain for this story, because, like, previously, we've seen Mugen, you know, he's basically just used his feet and the sword occasionally to fight. He's mainly a feet guy.
And he's sometimes Jackie Chan's, which is to use whatever's around him to stab people.
And he's usually drunk off his ass. But yeah, so I was like, just the fact that he needed to pull out that second blade that he keeps hidden, the fact that he needed to do that was just kind of showing that this guy was a legitimate threat. This guy was, like, one of the big bads that, like, Mugen's had to fight in his life.
I think everything that happens with that blade, too, is very similar to his sudden use of the airbending. We don't know he can use it. It's just sort of very sudden, and he has to use it or else he'll die. And it does very much show the opponent he's facing is deserving of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and isn't, like, that second blade thing like a kind of samurai thing? Because, like, in terms of, like, just the regular guys that we've seen running around with swords, we haven't really seen them with a second blade. We've mainly only seen guys who were, like, around and, like, sword fighting before the switch started happening.
Yeah, that's a... I forget the names of the swords. They do have specific names.
Yeah, I know.
There's one which is, like I said in the commentary for episode... No, it would have been episode 10 as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That the one's a shorter blade used sort of as a... sort of... this age's version of a sidearm. That if you lose your...
It's a backup blade.
Yeah. It's a shorter backup blade and also used for seppuku, but...
Mm.
You know.
Also, like, close quarters, if you're in a tight space, like a house with, like, hallways and shit, you don't want to be swinging around a full-size sword because you're just going to get jammed in the fucking wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so with that, Mugen, he's never really had one of those. Like, he's never been, like, explicitly stated that he's, you know, had one of these, and or that he's, you know, had any, you know, or that he's actually, like, samurai at all. It's just been he has swords and kicks people and uses everything around him. And, like, that showing up, it kind of, like, points to the fact that he may have, you know, he's either, you know, had aspirations of being a samurai or at least knows the actual, like, some of the techniques of the samurai stuff. So could give a bit more of, like, his personality and how, like, his fighting history or something. Or I could just be talking to my ass. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never fucking seen this series before. This actually is a first time watching for me.
Me, it might as well be. I forget enough of it. Like, I only remember key episodes, and I'm not going to talk about the future episodes, so...
Hmm.
Nah.
Well, yeah, so these two episodes, I loved them. They were great. Polly, do you have anything else to say on these episodes?
Not really, other than I believe... I'm just quickly looking at the Wikipedia article for Katana, and it's either Wakizashi or Tachi is the shorter blade.
Okay.
So, I've heard it referred to as a Wakizashi, now that I remember. I'm just like, so, something with a W, but I don't know.
I got me one of them Wagasaggies.
So, there we go.
Yeah.
In for information for your brain hole.
Yes. Yeah, Bubby?
What, my thoughts on episode 10?
Or just anything else you have to say about these episodes?
Anything else? No, I believe I've said my piece.
Okay, then. So, yeah, these episodes were great. We loved them. And so, next week we'll be taking a look at episodes 11 and 12 of Samurai Champloo, and then the week after that we'll be moving on to a new series. So, so thank you all for joining us. Next week, it's episodes 11 and 12. Until then, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Budgetron.